This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back on the line, the Westshore Hotline, in fact. Odyssey NFL insider Ross Tucker. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day be delicious. You heard me. Ross, I want to start with this, please. I have a friend who texted me a lengthy text yesterday to tell me that he was driving, you know, not he wasn't in the area. He was listening to the national broadcast, the Steeler-Jet game that you did, and he just wanted me to tell you how good a job he thinks you do.
Well, I think we should start, Mike, with just the fact that you evidently have exquisite taste in friends. because your friends are clearly geniuses that they know a good broadcaster when they hear it. So, no, that's always nice to hear. You know, it's funny. Sometimes I'll get a text message or two from a buddy that's listening, or I'll get a social media message or two. It's always nice to hear it like that. And, you know, it's probably anything in life. It never gets old, people telling you or anyone, in this case me, that they appreciate your work. They appreciate what you do. It's like if I ever see someone famous, my wife laughs because I never bother them. I just say to them, I have the same line. I always just say, love your work, man. Like I saw Doogie Howser, whatever that guy's name is.
Yes.
Neil Patrick Harris.
That's correct, yes.
At a Starbucks in New York City. When that show, How I Met Your Mother, was going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I really liked that show, How I Met Your Mother. And he was in a Starbucks. And, like, I know the deal. I didn't want to, like, blow up his spot, you know. So when he went over to put some cream in his coffee or whatever, I went over and really, like, softly was like, hey, man, big fan of the show. And he's like, oh, thanks, dude. I appreciate it. And then he bounced. And that was perfect. Like, that's
right.
That's perfect. Like, if you ever...
That's a perfect celebrity encounter. Yes, perfect.
Yeah, that's the perfect celebrity encounter. You're not... You're able to say that you said hi to someone. You're not going to get the autograph. You're not going to get the picture. And so, for some people, that's not okay. They want more. They want proof. But I would say, from the other side... From the quasi-celebrity or at least public persona, those are always appreciated. And I'm still at the stage where if someone wants an autograph or a picture, I think that's really cool. But I have been around people that so many people want their picture and autograph with them that it kind of becomes not cool. Like I met with... Jason Kelce, maybe like March, he wanted to ask me about media stuff. So we were at a diner in like outside of Philly. I'm not kidding. In 2 hours, at least 50 people came up to the table to ask him for an autograph or a picture or to, like, tell him how much he meant to their life and thank him. Every time they would leave, I'd be like, so did you cure their family's cancer too? And he would laugh because people were just so appreciative of them winning the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. And so, like, I just can't thank you enough for everything you did for me and my family. And they would leave. I was like, pancreatic. Was it pancreatic? Mm. it's unbelievable. So anyway, please tell your friends that it is much, much appreciated. I love what I do, and I hope people can tell that when they're listening. That's like my number one thing. If you ever hear me do a game or watch me do a game, number one, I hope you can tell that I'm having a great time and that I absolutely adore football. And I hope you learn, like, maybe a couple things that you didn't know or hadn't thought of before. To me, that's a win. If you laugh, if you can tell I love it, and maybe you learn something, then I did good.
Very good. And he did just text me. He is listening, and he asked for your number, so I gave it to him. I hope that's okay.
Definitely going too far. By the way, I was listening to Zach on the update. So while the Bills and Sabres seasons are going on concurrently, what's the split of Bills talk versus Sabres talk?
I mean, the Sabres have been down for so long. It's at least 90-10 right now, I think, I would say. But there were times, I mean, it's a long time ago. They haven't been to the playoffs in 14 years. But there were times in there, the middle of the Bills drought and the Sabres were hot. It was, I don't know if it was 90-10 the other way, but it might have been close.
Right.
So, yeah. Depends on.
But it's been a while now. Yeah. Yeah.
It was 90-10 Sabres?
Maybe. I mean, it got really hot in 2006 for 2 years.
In springtime when the playoffs were going on and the Sabres were, you know, that. And then, but then by the time the next hockey season started, it was still pretty hot.
The Bills were out of season, though. The Bills were out of season.
Yeah, I mean, the hockey season is so long and it's early during the Bill season, so... You know, that's part of it, too, yeah. But it did. It's been a long time, but it did get pretty serious.
Are there any other teams that you guys definitely talk about? Like, do you ever talk about the AAA baseball? Do you ever talk about, like, the Toronto Blue Jays or Raptors? Do you ever talk about, like, UB or Niagara College Sports? Is there? I guess I'm just curious. Is there a third thing that you guys definitely talk about?
No,
it's very little. We have a lacrosse team that's been very successful and won another championship this year, and I still have never been to a game. The franchise has been in existence since the 90s. I've never been to a game, but I'm going to go this year because I happened to stop at a bar near the arena on a game night and was like, I'm an idiot for not ever embracing this, like, because it's they're good. The community is tight behind them. A lot of people go to the games. The sport is fun. Like, it checks a lot of boxes. It's just not, you know, you're not going to find it on ESPN. Well, you're starting to now.
Well, it's a different thing. I mean, you guys know, to be a fan, to be interested in it, but then to sort of what it amounts to is content.
Right.
Right. We used to bounce around a lot more often than we do.
Is that the Buffalo Bandits?
Yes. Correct.
That's awesome. Like, box lacrosse, that's awesome. I can't believe the Sabres haven't made the playoffs in 14 years. I feel like hockey, that's, like, impossible.
It used to be. It should be. Yes, it is. It's quite a feat.
It never happened before.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get to the NFL here, Ross. So Sunday the Bills eventually take apart Tennessee. How impressed were you? Is that something that means a lot to you, how they did in this game? It took a while to get going.
I think that's probably the part that impresses me. You know, when it's 10-0 Titans and the Bills are having 3-and-out after 3-and-out and the Titans are moving the ball, teams lose those games. You know, that's why they say any given Sunday. That's why the NFL is what it is and there's upsets and all that stuff a lot. So that could have been one of those games where we're having a much different conversation. And, you know, one of my critiques of McDermott, if you guys remember, has been that I feel like he loses one of those games every year that they absolutely should not, like, have no business losing. So I guess I feel like the fact that they not only won that game, but won that convincingly is highly encouraging. I don't know if it means this year's season is different. I guess I don't really believe that. You know, like, oh, things are different this year because of that. Like, what I believe is that the Bills really need to play well when they play against the Chiefs or the Ravens, whoever, in the playoffs. That's what I believe. I don't believe that something that happened in October is an indicator of success or failure to come necessarily in the playoffs in January. But I do think it's a good sign and important that they don't lose games like that, doink off games like that, because I think home field advantage does matter, even though they weren't able to get it done against the Chiefs last year.
And I know we had a chance last week because the Cooper trade happened before we even started our show on Tuesday after the Bills win in New York against the Jets, or excuse me, in New Jersey against the Jets. I don't want to get an email. So we talked about his being here and what it could mean. I don't know how closely you watched. The first opportunity he had, Ross, was a third down, and he was open, and the ball was right there, and it went right through his hands. It was a drop. I was like, oh, no! But obviously, he got going and made some impactful plays, including a touchdown for his first catch. And then suddenly, the rest of the Bills' passing offense appeared, and we actually got everybody eats instead of everybody nibbles. So maybe it's encouraging that it kind of fell into place with Cooper on the field?
Well, so I saw it. I saw the drop and thought, because remember last week we said, like, I told you how he hadn't been playing well and how he led the NFL in drops, and that I wondered if that would change, you know, with more time, you know, with Josh Allen or whatever. And then he dropped that first pass, and I thought, well, maybe we have our answer, right? I mean, I thought of it right away. But then after that, he settled in a little bit. The touchdown's hilarious, where it looked like he didn't know what route to run and, like, Keon Coleman was helping him. But, yeah, I mean, that was certainly...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You sit in traffic now, but later there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
A takeaway for me was that they needed him. And it's funny, because I already interviewed Andrew Brandt for tomorrow's Ross Tucker Football podcast, the former Packers executive, and he sort of went out of his way to talk about how much better the trade was for Cooper than the trade for Davante Adams, just because of the fact that Cooper's making the minimum and the compensation, which I thought was, I mean, you guys already knew that, but it's nice to have, like, a mass guy or a front office guy reiterate that. You know what I mean?
With Ross Tucker, insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart, Kroger, or grocery store to add extra deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes this football season. One of the things, I brought this up to you again recently, just thinking about talking every week last year, and you made the point about kind of like what you just said about the Bills off of the Tennessee game, which is, can they do it when it matters? And another year went by, and they didn't this year. And Baltimore is kind of running this parallel life to what the Bills have been the last few years. How do you compare, in this kind of context, Ross, the Bills and the Ravens? Are they equally, for you, teams where you would be suspicious of them in a game with Kansas City or maybe someone else in the postseason?
I would say very, very similar. They've each had years where I thought they were the best team, and yet, you know, they haven't been able to get it done in the postseason. They both have MVP caliber quarterbacks who are looking to get over the hump and beat the Chiefs and beat Mahomes. And I got to be honest with you, man, I don't really care that much, but I hope they do. Obviously, ideally, it would be the Bills. But I just hope either the Ravens or the Bills beat the Chiefs, because I like seeing, well, two things, if I'm being honest. Number one, I just like seeing new guys have that experience. Like, you know, all these Chiefs guys have won so much. I want new guys to get a chance to play in the Super Bowl and to be able to say for the rest of their life that they played in the Super Bowl and to experience winning an AFC Championship game and we're going to the Super Bowl and all that stuff, and then hopefully win the Super Bowl and get a ring, the parade, everything that goes along with that. Like, I'm hoping, I want new guys, new blood in there. And then candidly, you know, I was teammates with Brady, and so he's considered the best ever. And I would agree. And I don't really need Mahomes infringing on my turf of being teammates with the best ever, right? Like, how does that help me? Again, remember, these guys are all playing for my reputation and for how it affects my life. So there's a lot of reasons why I hope either the Ravens or the Bills knock off the Chiefs this year. And I think there's a good chance, but I thought there was a better chance last year. I mean, last year, the Chiefs were not very good, and they had to play on the road at Buffalo and at Baltimore, and they won both, which is just bananas. But kudos to them. They got it done. They find a way. And that was actually, after watching a lot of the Bills game Sunday and then watching the Chiefs, that's my biggest takeaway. I mean, first of all, the Chiefs defense is a decent amount better than the Ravens and Bills defense. That already increases the degree of difficulty for Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson this year. And then secondly, you know, the big thing with Mahomes is it's just uncanny. It seems like he never or almost never makes the critical error late. You know, everybody has these, you know, like it's like a batting average, right? Mm-hmm. How often do you get the hit? How often do you strike out? It just seems like Mahomes' batting average in the fourth quarter is just uncommonly high compared to the rest of the guys.
Yeah, and the one time he did make a mistake in overtime against the Bengals, they lost the AFC title.
1,000%. And that was, like, so rare. Or when he's done it in regular season games, like against the Bills or the Ravens, but not, he doesn't do it in the playoffs.
Ross, it's the Seahawks this week. I think you remember the 2004 trip the Bills made to Seattle, 38-9. Cheeseburgers, a Willis McGahee run. They've only played there one time since. So it's come up a little bit today talking about that game. And I like how Bulldog said it earlier. It's a memorable season in certain ways. The Bills were really good and got close. But like that McGahee play is, you said, the one play
you
can remember.
One play from that year I always have at my disposal. You'd have to prompt me and remind me about stuff for other ones.
Yeah, somebody, I don't know why, but somebody recently sent that to me or I saw it. Which I remembered us doing the fake quarterback sneak.
That's what it was.
Yeah, you know, I remember thinking a little bit, I think we were already up by like two or three touchdowns.
Yeah.
So there was part of me that was like, man, maybe we should save this. Or maybe we should have saved it. But I guess it was the right time and they called it. And, you know, the very next year the Seahawks went to the Super Bowl. I don't remember what their record was in 2004, but I think they were pretty good. But that has sort of distorted my perception of Seattle forever, because anytime people are talking about loud stadiums, they're always like, oh, my gosh, it's so loud in Seattle. Isn't that the loudest place? And I'm like, well, I don't know. I started a game there at left guard once, and they were pretty quiet, actually. I don't remember them being that loud.
Yeah, and you took them out of the game, as they say. Well, that's Sunday. You have a thought on them this year real quick, Ross? Like, the Seahawks seem like they're kind of up and down, but...
They are up and down, but that was a super impressive win by them in Atlanta by 20 on Sunday. Mm-hmm. And that puts them, in my mind, in kind of a... You know, they won the first three, then they lost the next three, and it felt like they were really, really reeling. And now it's like, okay, now they got some legit confidence. If they had lost to Atlanta, I would have felt really good about the Bills in this game. Now that they beat Atlanta by 20, and now that they're, you know, they kind of got their mojo back and they're feeling good about themselves again, I would be surprised if this is not a battle for the Bills. I mean, this feels like a game that's going to come down to the very, very end late.
Ross, thank you. What do you have this weekend?
Back in the NFL booth for CBS, actually, which will be cool. It's Ravens at the Browns, so I'll get to see Baltimore up close. It'll be my second time seeing Cleveland, but it looks like Jameis Winston will be starting at quarterback. So that kind of changes the dynamic a little bit, certainly changes the storyline. And I was thinking today, you know who's not happy that Jameis Winston will be starting? The Ravens.
Baltimore.
Right?
Like, I agree.
The Ravens wish it was Deshaun Watson. Or if not him, the young kid, Dorian Thompson-Robinson, the Ravens know that Jameis can come out there. Jameis doesn't really care. You know, he'll just sling it around out there. And I think he gives the Browns a chance to be frisky in this one.
Makes sense to me. Thank you, Ross. Enjoy that, and we'll talk next week.
Sounds great. See you guys.
All right, that's our dude Ross Tucker on the Wester Hotline. Odyssey NFL Insider Ross Tucker, by the way. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day be delicious. And in part by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com.
That could be a buster spot.
Cleveland, Baltimore?
Browns beat them last year. The Ravens were the best team in the NFL last year. Cleveland won with Watson. It's a game he got hurt in. He had big numbers in that game. And then he was never seen again last year.
The game, but, the game he got hurt in is tough with him. Spin the wheel.
Watson.
It feels like.
Well, like, you know,
yeah,
for the year.
Permanently. Right. Gotcha.
But, yeah, I could see Baltimore being a little bit vulnerable after last night going there. Cleveland can be. Really, Cleveland had a look at Cincinnati last week, who they've had quite a bit of success against. The Bengals, look up the Bengals numbers from that game. Like, there's just not a lot there.
Right.
They scored on the opening kickoff.
Right.
And then Cleveland just couldn't do anything, and kind of a game like that where you just sort of not mess up and win Cincinnati. There's life there, I think, 3-4.
Bengals? Yeah, mm-hmm. I agree. Yeah. It's getting harder week over week, but I'm not abandoning my they will catch and pass Pittsburgh.
They have the Eagles this week. That's good. Philadelphia at Cincinnati. One of those games probably will be
available to us with the Bills playing late?
Browns, Baltimore is what I saw on my my streamer.
So we get Ross.
And then we get a, that's awesome. And then we get a second something on. Maybe Chiefs, Raiders while the Bills are playing, I think, is also on.
All right. Yeah, a few 4 o'clock games this week. Sunday night is Dallas, San Francisco. Monday night is Giants, Pittsburgh, by the way. All right, we will open up the phone lines for you at 803-0550. That Bills-Ravens comparison is kind of interesting to think about. Are you going to be ready to trust either team to win that game at that time? And I know Jeremy tweeted about this. It's an obvious one today with what Baltimore looked like, but just how it's more Jackson with them and maybe McDermott with the Bills, but that wouldn't be necessarily everybody's opinion. Again, the number is 803-0550. The Sabres host Dallas tonight, pregame at 6 here on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.